Good morning. Just about 11 o'clock, but a couple minutes, but hope you're in where it's warm. You got your hot chocolate or your coffee, and I'll stay in warm and safe in this morning. Much rather be with you, and I think you'd much rather be with each other, but the weather hasn't cooperated. A couple things I want to do is I do want to apologize. Try to get the word out that church was canceled. We're going to do it live, but then I find out I'm a little technology challenged, and as I add names, I thought they were being added to a chain that's sent out, and then I figure out you have to create a new group. So as I was adding names and hitting the plus, I thought they were added, and I find out they weren't. So I've added several names today, so couple names I still need a phone number for, and I'll get those and we'll get that straightened out. But apologize for you. I know we had one show up, and so I'm sorry for that, but I think I've got it figured out now, so hopefully that doesn't happen anymore. Do want to appreciate, though, everybody that braved the weather yesterday to come out for our Help a Family lunch, and all that entails, as you know, is we help families this time of the year with gifts and a meal. So I appreciate you being there and the work you put in yesterday, despite the weather that we had, the snow and the cold yesterday. So I know it was a blessing to those people, and I think it was a blessing to us to be able to do it. So appreciate you doing that, and thank you for that. Also, if you have a prayer request, you can send it in to me. You can text me or email it to me. I'll get that in. Do have a couple. I know Beth Graves, her husband Danny is still sick, and her son's going through some issues. So I want you to keep Beth and Danny and that family in your prayers. And like I say, if you have something for me, send it, and I'll send it out so we can get you added to the prayer list. So we'll do that. So just text it to me, and we'll get it put on there. I also had a video that I was going to share today, and I'll mention that further when we get there. I am going to send that out at the end of the message, so you have that portion of the message that I was going to share. So I know it's been a rough weather. We had Advent scheduled. We had a special song today. But maybe we can get those all put in next week. We got one more Sunday before Christmas. So next Sunday may be a big day. So thank you for that. But again, thank you for all that helped yesterday, cleaning snow, passing out gifts, all of it. So you're a blessing to us. So we start out today. We're going to talk about joy today, and what brings you joy. And you know, you're not really born with it. You know, your first experience is getting born is you get a smack. So we know it's for a cause, but you know, your first whipping it doesn't bring you joy. You don't receive it automatically as you grow up. You know, it takes something to bring it to you, and that joy, believers will find out, is Jesus. And the birth of Jesus brought joy, and the Holy Spirit gives joy to those who believe. It's a fruit of the Spirit. You know, the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Joy is in there. They're not separated. You get them all. Well, is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Joy is a part of that. You know, you can get joy here by family, too. You know, whether you have a weird family or not. And a lot of us have different families. You know, but you can have joy in your family. You know, we've all got different personalities in our family. You've got the talker. You've got the complainer. You've got the politician. You've got the one who only tells my kids stories. Others express their likes, others express their dislikes, and a lot of other personalities, but that's what makes up a family, you know. Each one makes up that family, but each one can share in the joy of being together. That's what families do. Jesus had a bit of an odd family. If you look at his family tree, if you look at his relatives, David, Rahab, Tamar, Judah, Ruth, Bathsheba, you'll find your family doesn't stand a chance of being any more diverse than Jesus' lineage. Now, we know he's the Son of God, but the lineage through Mary and Joseph as it follows. But you know, it was all a blessing, because each one played a part in bringing about joy that we have today. And God uses all of us. We start out in Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 12. It's part of the Christmas story. We'll hit it a little again next week too. But Luke chapter 2, 4 through 12 says, "So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there were no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" Now we know, other words, the inn and swaddling clothes, different translations as we know it. But joy is a state of being. It's just who you are. Happiness is an emotion, is a feeling. Joy is a part of your character as a believer with the Holy Spirit. You know, Joseph and Mary, you know, they didn't have an easy time. You know, they had a hard, long trip, her being with child and coming soon, and had to go about 70 miles and a lot of it walking. And, you know, they didn't have fancy roads and things, but then they get there and sign up, and then she's about ready to have the baby, and they find there's no place to stay because it's so crowded, and there's no more room to stay in inns or houses. So, you know, no place to stay other than in an animal shelter. And we know animal shelters, again, are kind of stinky, dirty, cold places. But I don't believe they lost their joy. That joy had been there with each other. The joy had been there when they knew God. The joy had been there when they knew they were going to have a baby. That joy never left. You know, we have a couple, Gabe and Evie Kate. They're going to have a baby too. And I don't think their joy is going to go away as they prepare and look forward to the birth of that baby. You know, when you have a baby, you see all the pain and discomfort that your wife goes through, and to have that child. But the birth brings about that great joy, and a joy that overcomes all of the things that took you to get there. You know, the kind of the bad parts kind of fade out, and joy takes over. It covers those things. I don't believe Joseph and Mary had lost their joy at all by having to be in a stable and using a manger. Their joy was in their family. Their joy was in their child. Their joy was in God, not in their surroundings, not in their circumstances. But they had a joy anyways. And we know that birth announcement, it spread joy like no others did. And the good news is that it will cause great joy for all people. You know, the good news that the Savior's been born. You know, he's a baby, but he's also Messiah. It says he is the Lord. He's God. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. He's not distant. He's present with us now. And soon to be God in us as the Holy Spirit comes. You know, it's Jesus identifying with us when you couldn't identify with him. You know, God coming to earth to be and do what we had no chance of doing ourselves. You know, a Savior who to save us from our sin and eternal punishment, but also to create in us a new life and mold us into his image. You know, that's good news of great joy. A joy for all people, because he's available for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord. It says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, he came for the whole world. We just have to accept it. I want to turn to Matthew 2, 9 through 11. Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. It says, after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, we know the news, first news were given to the humble, the seekers of God, the shepherds, the ones that had no problem going to a stable, being around animals, the humble people. So, and that brought great joy, and the announcement came to them, and they went, and they saw, and they had great joy. But now it's, we see the star brought around to these magi from the east, probably around Iraq, guessing. You can name them educated men. You know, songs say the kings. Some say magi or magician. Some say astronomers. Probably educated men who did use astronomy to cipher things. And, you know, and they probably heard about this and were taught from Old Testament prophets of Messiah and the stories handed down generation to generation, until they wanted to see the fulfillment. No, they weren't part of Israel, but Israel were part of them sometimes. I told the kids yesterday, sometimes, you know, Israel got timeouts. You know, have you been timeout, sent to your room, sent to the corner, you know, to draw your attention and try to correct you. And Israel had quite a few timeouts, and they were sent away from their land, you know, whether it was Assyria or Babylon, and this may have been Babylon, but their people integrated there too, and told their history and what was coming. And we see, you know, these people from the east ended up telling it in their generations what they had heard. You know, the Christ comings in Genesis, you know, Christ comings in Isaiah. You know, Isaiah said 600, 700 years before he came, what was going to happen. And these people understood what that star meant, that he was here. You know, they were looking forward too. So the word spread throughout the world, and they made the trip. And it says when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. It brought them joy. They knew what it meant. And they also made the long, tough trip. You know, it took them quite a while to get there. We know Jesus was a little boy by the time he got there, but it didn't stop them from going. It's not an easy trip to see the Savior, but the joy that it brings overcomes any of those hardships to get there. Again, a Savior for the whole world, to everyone who believes. I'll slide over to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verses 9 through 12. It says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Jesus tells us how to have joy, and he tells us how to keep it. And he wants the joy he has, and I got to feel he's pretty joyous. He wants the love he has to be made in us, and for it to be made complete, that we can always have that. And again, that's again referring to the fruit of the Spirit, joy, and its permanent characteristics. It becomes who we are. You know, back in the world, again, the world's full of people and offers that want to steal your joy. You know, John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We know the thief is Satan. He comes to steal what you have. He comes to steal your joy. Satan wants to take it away from you. Yeah, you know, this time of the year, you got the movie, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. You know, it should be The Grinch Who Tried to Steal Christmas. Because the Grinch, if you look at the movie, took away everything from those in Whoville. You know, he took the gifts, he took the food, he took everything. But you know what? He found that they couldn't take away their joy. Their joy wasn't in the things he took from them. Their joy was in something much greater and part of their character. You know the only way Satan can steal your joy? You let him. You either feed into the joy of Christ who's in you and overcome, or you let Satan take it from you. And I think it's really that simple, and it's up to you. You know, what brings you joy? You know, is it babies? Is it family? Is it holidays? Is it eating? Is it the meals? Is it Jesus that brings you joy? Many things can, but I don't think few match up with the joy of sharing Jesus with others and what he's done for you. I do have a video, and like I said, I will send that out. A link that you can click on and watch it, but it's a young lady's name, Maria. She was in a youth group with us several years ago. She's been a mom for a while now, but it's just another example of joy that, you know, a child that needs some healing and turning to God and seeing him do what he does. And you can see her joy in sharing this. And I think you'll see it when you watch the video. But Jesus gives us, as it says, an inexpressible joy in the things he does. And just being with us and sharing him should bring you joy. And give joy to others as well as you share it. It works both ways. And who doesn't want to hear good news? We hear enough bad news. Who doesn't want to hear good news? And Maria gives a true testimony, what her testimony is really about. She just shared what was going on in her life, and she shared how Jesus affected her life by going to him. And Jesus' work in her life brought great joy. That's what you share, because she had so much joy, she wanted to share it, and she did share it, so you can feel that joy. You know, it's easier to share now probably ever than before. You know, I always go to athletes, and most of you remember Tim Tebow. You know, he gave praise to God. He took some brutal attacks for sharing his faith, made fun of, took a lot of flack for those things. But you know what? The more you share, the more it becomes normal. And I think athletes today are praising God all the time. You see it all the time. They're sharing their faith. They're sharing prayers together. Their joy with others. It's not so odd anymore. People don't make fun of it like they used to. If you're in Indiana, you even saw the Heisman Trophy winner of the best college player from Indiana share God first. Sharing the joy, not just the trophy, but the joy of having Jesus in your life. You know, I think you think, you know, his testimony and Maria's testimony should bring great joy to your life. And we all have so many God stories to tell with an opportunity to bring joy to others. We have those stories, but many times we keep them for ourselves. We don't tell them. You know, maybe many more times our focus is on things that doesn't let us even see and understand what God's doing in our life. We don't recognize what God's doing and working, and we don't see it. We're not paying attention. Sometimes, this is just a little thing. You know, it doesn't mean much. Little things mean a lot. Or your God story is bigger than mine, so I'm not going to tell mine. There isn't any such thing as a bigger one. They're all stories that people need to hear. All people need to hear God's stories in our life. And if we don't share, that's what we miss out, but so do others, on the joy he offers. Now, Mother Teresa said, joy is a net of love by which you can catch souls. If you're exhibiting joy, who doesn't want to be like you? Who doesn't want to be around you? Joy is a gift to be filled with, but also to be shared. Those that have Jesus in their life, the joy should overflow so that everyone can see it. It should be obvious who gives you the joy you have. I want to close with the last verses today. 1 Peter verses chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. 1 Peter 1, 8 and 9. It says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. You know, if you don't have the inexpressible and glorious joy of the Lord in your life, then we need to examine yourself to see how much salvation really means to us. If it doesn't mean that much, then we may not have had it at all. But the good news, he still offers it. And who doesn't want to be filled with the complete joy Jesus gives? So all you have to do is call on the name of the Lord and ask him into your life and to take control of your life. And he will, if it's genuine. You know, we keep trying to make Christmases better and better. Years ago, a sign was hanging on a store window during Christmas season, and the original message said, let's make this the best Christmas ever. But underneath, some perceptive person scribbled the real question, how will we top the first one? How will we top the first one? We can't. So why wear ourselves out even trying? Just read an article in our paper that basically the lady complaining about everything and she was just done. She was done. She'd tried to do this and that and put all the things together. But why wear ourselves out trying to make it better when the first one was the best? We need to focus on Jesus and the good news and the great joy he brings. When we allow him to be the reason for the season, the main thing. And if we'll do this, I think we'll be surprised by the joy he brings us this Christmas. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus, the birth that just changed everything. It made the world completely different. It made people completely different. Those that accept him, Lord. Lord, we pray for each one that the joy of you would fill them, would just complete them, that your joy would be in each one, that the evil one wouldn't steal the joy, Lord, that you would protect them. But Lord, we just thank you for the joy you give, the character of joy that we can have no matter circumstances or things around us. We can still have that joy. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Just be with those on our prayer list, Lord. We lift them up to you. And just bring us back together, Lord. We pray for a weather break where we can come back together and celebrate you and worship you together. And we just ask you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Have a good week, and hope to see you at Benwood next week.